Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. I've had a lot of good conversation about Terry, his contract, what you would pay him based on the Courtland Sutton deal. We will continue that conversation in probably about 20 minutes here. But joining us now after another day at camp is our guy Ben Standing. He is the host of the Last Man Standing podcast. He's writing on Substack as well. Go to his Twitter at Ben Standing and subscribe to his Substack there. Ben, appreciate the time as always. No pads today. How did everything look, though, for the offense and defense?
Yeah, Dan, always a pleasure. The defense, you know, I think the defense looked better today than the offense did. And I feel like, and again, obviously, you know, the caveats, no Terry. I don't know if I saw Laramie Tunsil. He was out for individuals. I don't know if I saw him out on the field for the real fun. And the defense was just getting after the quarterbacks. Whoever was out there, it felt like they were having to get rid of the ball quick. A lot of short passes. The defense was riled up. But when he did throw the ball down the field, there just wasn't a lot of success. Debo Samuel had a couple of really good plays. He's been a bright light through camp. But, you know, the defense, you know, look, we're all still kind of wondering how good this defense is going to be. And, you know, a training camp practice does not change my attitude necessarily, but you know, they obviously you're banking on depth being key for up front. They never really got that one guy who's like a stud in his prime, but they do have a lot of guys, you know, obviously adding Von Miller lately, the latest piece. So, you know, today felt like an example of that where they just had different guys coming from different angles getting after them, and they getting after the offense in the line today, you know, I think was just kind of getting beat up.
So this is the second day, third day maybe in a row, where the offense has struggled a little bit. Is that just a spotlight on them missing Terry, or like would he fix some of the problems, or is it just still learning the offense?
Yeah, you know, it's always hard to say. I mean, look, we don't know. Like there was a stretch of practice where, I'm not kidding, it felt like they threw five or six the same pass down the sideline, just a straight deep shot, receiver goes, quarterback throws, and every single one went incomplete. Either the pass was overthrown, the receiver didn't give the quarterback enough space inbounds to connect or whatever. And you know, that wouldn't happen in a real scenario, right? They wouldn't keep doing this over and over again, but they clearly were trying to work on this play. Okay. So, like, it's stuff like that where it's like, if they really were trying to, like, move the ball down the field, so to speak, maybe things would be better. It's definitely no cause for concern. The quarterback is, you know, doing fine. But, meaning the main quarterback. The rest, you know, we kind of go from there. But, yeah, I mean, I do think these 3 days really have sort of stood out even more that Terry isn't there because, you know, again, Debo's going to run a certain type of pattern. You know, he's going to run your crossers, find ways to get him the ball on the move because that's where his strength is, but not like really like down the field, you know, routes. That's where Terry shines, and he's the one guy. So it is noticeable he's not there, but, you know, it's camp. You got to work out the kinks.
Have you heard anything since the Sutton deal in terms of the numbers? Like, I know they're far apart still, but have you heard anything as to what those numbers are in these negotiations and what the holdup is?
Yeah, I mean, the way I've been operating here for a while now is that Terry Sides is looking at the DK Metcalf figure, so roughly $33 million a year. Oof. I don't know this for a fact, but that just seems like a good way to frame it on the upper end. I know Schefter said that they may be going for even beyond that. You know, I don't know about that, but okay. And on the bottom end, you know, I kind of was always going with the assumption that the T. Higgins deal, 28.7 per year, would be the floor, and that, you know, could you get Terry there? I don't know, but now, as you know, Courtney Sutton, what is it, $23 million?
23,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, in a practical sense, if they went out and played tomorrow, Courtney Sutton's very good. I enjoy watching him play football. He just hasn't had the same career as Terry for whatever the reason, so Terry should be getting more. But I talked to somebody, an executive in the league, about this yesterday, and he was like, Sutton's at 23, DK's at 33, split the difference, 28. That seems to be a reasonable call for all involved. I just wonder, I don't even know if that's where the team is at, but even if they are, I don't know that Terry Side is going to do that. They can always make the funny numbers, you know, make something look where it's averaging $32 million a year or something, when in reality it's not. Can they get to a deal like that satisfies them? I don't know. This has definitely gone on longer than I thought. It's hard to know exactly which side is being more stubborn. It feels like the Commanders at some point here, you know, this doesn't seem like the guy I would want to really hold the line with of all the players. But, you know, on the other hand, again, without knowing exactly what Terry is looking for, you know, maybe it's, hey, we're not going to come close to what you guys want. If when you get realistic, you know, let us know.
Was he out there today after practice like he has been the past 2 days?
He was. 3 days in a row, he's shown up after practice and done the rope line with fans, signing autographs. The first 2 days, he was down at a part of the field where we could have access to him when he finished. Today, I think they purposely kept him away, or he kept himself away from where we were. So I was out there for a long time waiting for him. It was too hot, and he wasn't coming near us. So I think most of us bailed, but I don't think he talked.
Was his agent there again, or did he leave?
I did not see him. I think he was in town today, but I believe he probably. But I did. He was not out there on the field today. No.
I mean, honestly, go where the air conditioning was. It was hot as hell out there. Is there a reason why, you know, he is under contract? He is in the building and technically, you know, holding in, but he's in. Could they theoretically make him talk in the form of a presser the way that they have with Von Miller, Jaden, and a number of other players?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure if they could, but I don't think they want to.
Right.
You know, like, they don't, you know, remember a few years ago when Trent Williams had been holding out for, you know, 10 weeks, shows up basically to do, you know, so he could get credit for the rest of the year, sat in the locker room, and then just proceeded to shred the organization from inside the building. Not that Terry is necessarily going to go that scorched earth, but obviously he was pretty strong and convicted of what he said a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, you don't want that if you're them in the building. So, I don't think they wanted to talk, but obviously, you know, he can do what he wants. We're all right there. If he wants to say something, he could do it in 10 seconds. He could walk up to the media room and start talking to us if he wants to, but I don't think his side wants to either. I think they're trying to make a point to some degree with this, you know, hold in and then showing up, to adoring fans. I don't know the effectiveness of it at this point, to be honest, after the first day, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Ben Standing with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. So at practice today and yesterday, right, we've been very big fans, at least I have, of JCM, Bill, Ja'Cory Crooksie-Mair, whatever you want to call him. How has he looked? Is some of the fan love for him validated at this point, or is it just they're picking a guy to fall in love with?
Well, look, there's always, you know, this is the fun of training camp. You know, everybody gets a training camp crush. It's typically somebody on the offensive side. And often it's guys, somebody who's not been drafted. You know, the other Ja'Cory, the Ja'Cory Brooks, is more of the model of this, like, well, who's this guy? You know, he looks interesting. This one was obviously drafted in the seventh round. You know, weird backstory, as we know, in terms of the ineligibility last year that basically caused him to miss the whole season at Arizona. But he has come in and just looked, I mean, he's a bigger frame than I thought he was. I mean, even one of the coaches told me when they saw him the first time, they thought he was bigger than to be expected. And, you know, yesterday, I don't know if you saw the replay, the team put out a video of this play yesterday where Bill, as he likes to be called, he's running, he hits the hole, he does like the one step cut up the field, does a little bit of juking while in the lane, then he gets out of the lane, and there's Tyler Owens, this massive safety waiting for him. And these two guys, to their credit, they didn't back off. They both went, you know, wham into each other. Obviously, Owens can't tackle him because it's not allowed here.
Right.
So who knows what would happen, but Crooksie-Mair stayed upright, kept his balance, kept his momentum, and kept going. I thought it was a really fun play for both guys. And yeah, he runs violently. I mean, look, I'm getting a little concerned. I mean, I'm not acting like I planted the flag and said, you know, Fat discovered him before anybody else. But like, I've been talking about this guy for some time now. Now everybody is like, that's the guy. And so it makes me a little bit nervous that like it's getting, the hype is getting a bit crazy. But nonetheless, when he gets the ball, it is noticeable, even in a scenario where, you know, the run game is, you know, kind of stilted because you can't do that much. But he definitely got power. He runs violently, as Dan Quinn said, and he's got that burst to get up the field, and that's something this offense just didn't have last year.
You know, I know we're still a ways away from that first preseason game, but are you expecting that he's going to get at least a decent amount of action to kind of see what he looks like in pads when you can go up against guys that are actually allowed to tackle you?
I would think he would get a lot. You know, obviously, as we know, you know, like we're not expecting to see Jaden Daniels much. Who knows if, like, say, Von Miller even plays, or, you know, some of those guys. But the rookies, I think he's playing. I mean, you've got to see what you have. And look, they've got some tough, you know, there's some interesting decisions around the board. I did a way too early 53 player projection today. And look, I kind of want to keep four running backs. I ultimately didn't because the situations elsewhere made me think maybe you can sneak McNichols onto the practice squad or something. But you got to see what you have. And, you know, that's also in the case of, like, you know, it's not just to make the team. What's he going to do on the team? I think he's got a chance to be up in the rotation. And if he is, then, you know, that takes away some work from Brian Robinson. You got to be sure that you want to do that. You know, and maybe they decide, hey, as much as we like him, he's still too raw with pass protection. Not a factor as a receiver. You know, there may be other things that, like, from a fantasy football perspective, we're not really worrying about that they might. And that's what they need to see in a game. You know, they can't have him get Jaden killed, you know, with a missed block or things like that. So he can run. That's impressive. But, yeah, I would expect him to get a good workload in preseason.
All right, so I didn't realize that you would put out your way too early 53 man. So if we look at the wide receiver spot, assuming, you know, health and a contract, Debo, Terry, Noah Brown, who else do you have making this roster, and how many guys do you have making the roster?
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey to me would be locks. I mean, you know, barring the very unforeseen. After that, it's what gets interesting. We were debating this on the sideline, a bunch of us today. You know, conventionally, six receivers is a good number, you know. And you have guys like Michael Gallup, KJ Osborne, Chris Moore, guys who are vets. You know, again, we're going to assume that Terry will be there by then. But, you know, you've got guys who've been in this league. My contention, though, is, one, there's obviously roster spots. You got to, you know, you can't look at it in a vacuum. What else are you going to do? Two, every year, there's such a glut of receivers in this league that you can kind of get who you want onto the practice squad and not really worry about it. So I bet they can get one or two of those vets, one or two of their kids on the squad and have guys if they need to. So I only have them going with five right now. Now, others were saying they would go with six, but, you know, again, is it six receivers but only five corners, or only, you know, two quarterbacks, or, you know, only nine on the defensive line, or whatever it might be? You know, those are the that you have to weigh in. And I just don't know that I'm, like, that impressed with any of these other receivers. Like I said, without Terry, the receivers have had a hard time getting open in sort of one-on-one matchups. And that is, you know, if that's the case, why do I feel compelled that I have to keep that guy around? So right. That's kind of where I'm at.
Ben Standing with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. He put out his Way Too Early 53. It's available on his Substack. Go to his Twitter at Ben Standing and subscribe to that if you are not already. How has rookie Josh Connerly looked, especially in the first couple days of pads, where he's been able to actually, you know, make physical contact and work?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a work in progress. Like, there are 21-year-olds who are mature beyond their years, and there are 21-year-olds who still need some, you know, some time to mature and grow and all that. And I think he's kind of one of those guys. I don't mean it physically. He's a monster guy, and he's got really good footwork. He's quick. I can see the athletic traits. But right now it looks a little bit like he's not quite ready for that. Now, in fairness to him, he's having to learn a new position on the right side. Mm-hmm. You know, that is not where he played in left tackle throughout college. He was a left tackle today for a little bit, just, you know, moving guys around. And, you know, it seemed a little more natural for him. But, you know, my stance late, you know, the last few weeks has basically been, don't be shocked if Andrew Wiley starts week one. He's been there, done that guy. Ultimately, the goal here is to help Jaden and keep him healthy and upright. So if there's any hesitancy with Connerly, you know, you have Wiley who's done this. And again, him not starting week one, or, you know, not, maybe doesn't even start until later in the year, if that's how it goes, it's not a big deal. Like, don't panic. Again, he's literally 21, a true junior out of college. He's not, you know, he is very young in general, let alone going up against the men of the NFL. So, you know, work in progress. Again, preseason games be a big test for sure. Joint practices as well to see how he performs. So I can see why teams would be interested in him. And now it's just a matter of fine tuning things and getting him more comfortable with this new spot.
If he does take steps in development to where maybe he's not the week one starter, could you foresee them kind of taking the approach that they did last year with Corn Lucas and Brandon Coleman, where they rotate him and Andrew Wiley, or do they want to avoid that?
I mean, you know, they did it last year. So I think it's certainly, you got to put it on the table, and it would make sense. I mean, look, if they thought that it helped Coleman last year, then, you know, good. Also, you know, keeps Lucas engaged, I guess, and, you know, Wiley to go from being a starter in the NFL for a few years in a row, including Kansas City, to, you know, to being just a backup. And, you know, this isn't a backup like the NBA, where instead of playing 30 minutes, you're playing 10. This is going from 30 minutes to zero. So, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to get him some action for sure. But yeah, no, I think it's reasonable that Wiley could start week one, like I said, and that rotation that you talked about, to me would make a lot of sense if they're not ready for Connerly to get it all right off the bat.
Who has been the biggest standout to you on the defensive side?
Probably Mikey Sanders still, I would say. I mean, he is just, you know, he's made some interceptions, but it just seems like he's just been all around the ball, a lot of energy out there. Again, the defense, you know, is winning these practices. The defense also has a sense at times, I think, of what the offense is going to run, because they, you know, the offense is trying to do X, and the defense has to counter, you know, that to make it make sense. So they have a little bit of an edge in that regard. But Sanders still, you know, whether he's been outside or inside, he has just been kind of everywhere. You know, making the plays, talking the talk, walking the walk. So, yeah, I've been impressed with him. And, you know, as much as we talk about Jaden avoiding a sophomore slump and continuing to develop, you know, Sanders still looks like he's on his way to do the same thing.
Two more here for you. Dietrich Wise is a guy that I have been intrigued with. I know he's out there early at practice, at least on most days. He's one of the first guys out there. How has he looked at that defensive end spot? Is it fair to think that he's going to be the guy starting opposite side of Dorrance Armstrong?
Yeah, I would think so, with Von Miller being the change of pace pass rusher.
Yeah,
in obvious downs. You know, when you look at Wise, what stands out, honestly, is just, you know, the thing they talked about, getting bigger. when he's standing there next to, you know, if it's Javon Kinlaw and Deron Payne's over there, I mean, they just look, you can just see the difference. They are just a massive group of human poundage and size. And, like, you know, whether ultimately how does that translate to stopping the run? Obviously, they think it's going to be helpful. And, you know, they do have depth that can rotate guys in on the edge, inside at tackle. So, yeah, I think Wise to me is the clear front runner to be that starter opposite Dorrance Armstrong, with Von Miller then, like I said, coming in on passing downs, probably replacing Miller would be my guess. Or, sorry, replacing Wise would be my guess. But they can also use them all if they want to. Wise can move inside. So, yeah, I think, you know, so far so good on that front. He's a polished vet. He knows what he's doing. And, you know, they at a minimum, if they need that, based on what we saw last year, but I think they can get a bit more, especially in the run game.
Final thing here. I know they did it a little bit yesterday. Did they get into any special team stuff today?
Not really. I mean, there was just some, like, basic, I'm trying to think. The days are starting to blend here. I think there was some basic, like, punt returning kind of deal. Yesterday, you know, Debo, they were doing kicks, like actual returns. I mean, not hitting, but just, you know, they had both sides blocking and, you know, covering. And Debo was back there a bit on the kick returns. I think as much as I'm opposed to Austin Ekeler back there for the sake of his health,
to keep him
available on offense where they need him more, you know, Debo's also had the injury history, but, you know, he runs aggressively. You know, he is not built like a traditional receiver. And, you know, finding ways to get him the ball more, even if it's in a return game, I don't think is a bad way to go. So, you know, I don't know if he's back there all the time. Maybe it's just that sort of special moment, fourth quarter, you're trailing, or, you know, surprise or something like that. But, yeah, I think that's another way to go for them if they want to.
Ben, appreciate the time as always. Go hydrate, and it's going to be hot out there tomorrow, my friend. We'll do this again on Friday.
Denton, I appreciate it. I'm going to go collapse. See ya.
That is Ben Standing. He is the host of the Last Man Standing podcast, and he is now writing on Substack. Go to his Twitter, at Ben Standing. Subscribe to it, and you get all his great coverage of the Washington Commanders. He joins us usually on Mondays and Fridays. It's Tuesdays and Friday this week, so he'll be back with us a few days later in this week. When we get back, we'll continue our discussion on training camp, plus something interesting that Dan Quinn said about Jaden Daniels ahead of year number two. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980 at The Denton Day on Twitter. I promised a review of Happy Gilmore. For those that are interested, we'll do that in 15 minutes here before we get out of here and let Chris Russell take over. Camp is in full swing. We've talked a lot about Terry today. Just had Ben Standing on, talking about some other guys on offense, some other guys on defense. Haven't talked a lot about Jaden, despite the fact that he is literally the savior of the organization. There's a lot of media out at camp this week, national media. You know, our local team is there, and they do a great job. But there's a lot of national media out there this week. I know the Barstool guys, Grit Week, they were out there. I saw pictures of PFT. I didn't see pictures of Big Cat. I don't know if you've seen pictures.
He's there, but...
But he's definitely there. I mean, they got the bus out there. They got good parking for the bus, too.
Of course they did. That doesn't surprise me.
You know where I have to park? Not there.
Well.
I park. I don't get to go inside. There's like a gate. If you've been to training camp, you know this. There's a gate. I don't get anywhere near the gate.
You don't get the tour that they get.
I do not. Although last week, JP Finley nearly got his car stuck, or he did get his car stuck and got saved because he got it. He parked like in mud. I didn't do that, but I'm normally on the grass, close to trees. Don't love that, but it's fine. So the Barstool guys are there. A couple ESPN guys are there as well. We knew that SportsCenter was there this weekend. Kevin O'Connor, who was a longtime Ringer affiliate now, or Kevin Clark, rather, sorry. Kevin O'Connor's the basketball guy. Kevin Clark, who now hosts on ESPN with through Omaha Productions, so he threw Peyton Manning's company. He got a one-on-one with Dan Quinn. Two things that I want to play for you from it that I find to be really interesting. I mentioned that he works with Omaha Productions because Omaha is run by Peyton Manning. Here's Dan Quinn talking about Jaden Daniels and comparing his preparation style to that of Peyton Manning.
Like Peyton, and like I couldn't think of a better coach to start off with Tom Moore, of like, this is step by step. When you're developing somebody, you don't want to miss one step on that ladder, like this, and then we can get to this. And we'll be able to do some more things in year two because we've taken the right steps in year one. So I think oftentimes as coaches, we want to hurry up and get to the next install, to the next thing, man. Like, let's make sure, what does the player know? What can they execute? And that's ultimately what matters. And so I think about Peyton, and you know, his work ethic is legendary. Jaden has a lot of those traits from working and wanting to be right and loving football. And that's not something that's coming from coaching, but it's our responsibility to say this, now this step, and be very intentional about it.
So that's Dan Quinn comparing Jaden's work ethic to Peyton Manning. So just a really quick thing to point out, Dan Quinn never worked directly with Peyton Manning. They were never a part of, he didn't work with the organizations that Peyton Manning was a part of. Albeit it was only two, the Colts and the Broncos. But this is just through knowing coaches in the industry and taking notes. And I'm sure he's met and talked with Peyton Manning a number of different times, especially since Peyton is retired. He's very open with some of the things that he did and his preparation. So he never worked directly with Peyton Manning, but he knows in the way in which Peyton Manning prepares and can compare the two. This is not the first time we have heard these sorts of comparisons in terms of the preparation, attacking film the same way that he attacks practice. In fact, I believe that Tom Brady had mentioned something very similar during the broadcast of the Lions game last year. You know, Tom Brady really was a fan of Jaden Daniels in that game in particular, in the lead up to that. It was almost like he was seeing little bits of himself in terms of the competitive nature of Jaden Daniels and the way that he prepares. Because the one thing that Tom and Peyton did really, really well was the preparation stuff. And you would constantly see them at the line of scrimmage, checking, reading defenses, making adjustments, audibling, all these different things. And it's funny, this time last year, when we knew that Jaden Daniels was going to be quarterback one, the question was, what kind of reign would he have in the offense? Would it just be Cliff telling him what to do, and then Jaden follows exactly what Cliff told him to, or would there be some freedom to decipher defenses, read them at the line of scrimmage, and then make adjustments? And you can't do that at a high level if you're not preparing off of the field. So it was really cool during the course of the season to see Jaden get a little bit of that freedom and to see how he utilized that freedom. I think that's kind of what Dan Quinn was alluding to here, that preparation and watching the film. We know about the VR stuff, but in watching the film and being ready to get to the line of scrimmage and take a play that is going one direction and then completely do a 180, make an adjustment, it is a trust that you're going to have with the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. Jaden and Cliff clearly have that, and then that's just all on Jaden being mentally aware enough and mentally strong enough to be able to do that at a high level this early on, because a lot of rookies cannot do that. And to be honest, it's unfair to ask rookies to be able to do that. You're coming from a college game to the NFL game. Everything looks drastically different, from the way that the field is set up to the defenses that are running to the way that your offense is set up, and where you're lining the football up at the college level is very different from where you're lining it up at the NFL level. Like, there's a lot of nuances that really differentiate the two games. So it's unfair to think that every single rookie is going to be able to come in and just do that at the line of scrimmage. But Jaden's ability to do that really separates him from, well, every other rookie that was in his particular class and rookies that we have seen in years past. Bars. That's why he was the rookie of the year. That's why he had the best rookie season in NFL history for a quarterback. A little bit more from Dan Quinn talking with Kevin Clark of ESPN. This is what he said on challenging Jaden and some of the work behind the scenes.
What are you challenging him? I mean, you said a lot of it is just him wanting to be great. Obviously, he's going to put in the work. But in year two, I'm sure you're putting things on his plate. What are you challenging him with to get better at?
He started the offseason. These were specific technique things, you know, so that was the on the field portion. Then, you know, how can we also get rid of some concepts that, okay, was this worth the squeeze to go through it and then add some? So that's the balance of finding the right flow that he and his teammates can, man, absolutely execute and go let it rip. But he's off to a great start. He's really a focused and like hard working dude, like much like Peyton. The unseen work is really what matters the most, that like they got to put it in.
Can you give an example of the unseen work?
The unseen work would be just recently, it's dark out, and I see him walking in the early hours of the morning, walking back off the field, because he was already going through some things that he wanted to do to be ready for that
day. That's a good silhouette to see.
Yes,
your star player walking off the field.
I was in the weight room and looking out, and yeah, I'm thinking, okay.
Like, you got it.
Yes,
yeah, we got it.
Yeah, I don't need to acknowledge that. I need to, and I know that happens. He's early and doing extra, but it is like, it's who he is. It's all the time, and it is one of the things I really admire about him.
So Jaden Daniels, we know he gets there early. We've known that for a while. They've been really good about telling us that, honestly. Like, it did, to a certain extent, a little bit feel like just a smidge of propaganda, like, hey, he gets here, like, we get it. He gets there early, first one in the building, last one out. We understand all those things. But it is nice to get a specific example, because I don't know what time Dan Quinn gets there. I would assume if he is in the weight room, he's working out before practice. Practices in the recent few days, because of the extreme heat that we're facing here, have been moved from 9 a.m. to 8 a.m. My guess is that a lot of them will be at 8 a.m. throughout the course of the rest of training camp, just because it's July and August in the DMV. Y'all know it. We know it's hot as hell out here. Humidity is just insane.
The worst.
I mean, I stuck my hand out a window. I like to drive with the windows down.
Of course.
I stuck my hand out the window the other day, and it felt like I stuck my hand into a pool. And I was like, yep, we'll do air conditioning.
It's like bath water.
It's terrible. It's terrible. But if Dan Quinn's getting there, let's just say practice starts at 8 a.m. He speaks with the media at around 7:30, 7:35, give or take. So he's probably in the weight room by about 6 a.m. to get a quick workout in, whether that just be hitting the treadmill for 20 to 30 minutes. I don't know how much he lifts. You know, he's getting up there in age. Probably shouldn't be squatting. No, not certainly not back squatting.
Probably sticking to more cardio than weights.
Yeah, no bench press for Dan Quinn, hopefully, at this age. But if he's in there for 20, 30 minutes, we'll just say he's in there around 6 o'clock.
Yeah, sun's coming up about that time.
Sun's coming up. Well, sun, I guess sun's coming up now around like 5:45 or so, which means Jaden's in there at around 5. At the very least, he's on the field probably about 5:30. You know, and I know that they don't let media members in, I think, until 6. Because I know there are a bunch of the media members. David Harrison, who was with us yesterday, he gets in there incredibly early. You know, Mitch Tischler, who is great, he's doing this bit on social media of getting the first guy out on the field. It's usually Dietrich Wise or one of the tight ends. So Jane's out there before all of this. That unseen work, I think, is really special. So when we've had these conversations and listened to the out-of-towners, right, like the talking heads on your ESPNs, Foxes, well, less Fox now, but Foxes, CBSs, whoever, when the talking heads talk about, oh, Jaden's probably going to regress in year number two, I'm pumping the brakes with all of that. There's things that the national talking heads, there's details that the national talking heads do not have that we locally do because we're in this on a daily basis, a day in, day out basis. So that, I believe, is the first time I had heard Quinn tell a story like that. So I don't know if it just happened to take place today or if it's something that takes place every single day and no one had asked him about that because, you know, Kevin Clark did a good job there. Give me an example of what you're talking about. Him being out there at like 5:45 would not shock me, but it is, that speaks as to why he has the ability that he does to make some of the changes at the line of scrimmage. Because if he's sitting out there, he's simulating things in his head, whether that be with the VR. Maybe he does have the physical VR out there. I don't know how that goes. Or he's doing what... Did you ever hear this story about Drew Brees? This was years ago. I forget who told it. It was a guy that was high up with the Saints. It might have been Reggie Bush when Reggie Bush was a really good player there. It could have been somebody else. Who told it is not that important. The story was that this particular play, it was Sean Payton, duh, the coach. What am I talking about? I thought Reggie Bush was telling the story. It was Sean Payton. Sean Payton was driving by the facility on a bye week. This was early in his tenure there.
He's driving past
the facility, and he sees one dude out on the field on a bye week, and it's Drew Brees simulating plays in his head. And he's effectively doing what like kids do when they're younger and don't have anyone to play with.
Doing what Russell Wilson did on the field with his
but better.
Injury,
yeah.
But way better.
But and way like, better.
You know, out of the eye of the media.
And he's just throwing the ball. And then going up, picking up, and then running it from there, right? But he's throwing the ball. He's simulating plays. He's throwing the football. Do you need to do that to be successful? Maybe not. There might be an element of that with Drew Brees that is a tad bit performative. But I do think that there's a very, very big deal in wanting to do the work. If you're not following 980 and 106.7 on social media, you might have missed this. But
why aren't you?
Yeah, why aren't you? Follow us. Linnell did a really good thing yesterday on social media.
He's been crushing it.
His content has been on fire. He did a really great thing yesterday. I want to play that for you when we get back here, so I'll give time to Max to pull it a little bit.
Thank you.
And then I'll also finally pay off this like hour-long tease. I watched Happy Gilmore 2. I'll let you know my thoughts on it. So you'll hear what Linnell got from Jaden that really speaks to everything that Dan Quinn just said, and we'll review Happy Gilmore too. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
All right, here's what's happening on Tuesday, July 29th. Emmanuel Clase has been placed on paid leave as part of the latest MLB gambling probe. He becomes the second Guardians pitcher to be tied to this investigation, joining Luis Ortiz. According to the Akron Beacon, Clase will be out until at least August 31st. Not great news for Terry McLaurin after the Broncos re-signed Cortland Sutton to a four-year extension yesterday worth $92 million. That's about $23 a year. Same age as Terry McLaurin going into the season, and in 2024, McLaurin had just 15 more yards than Sutton and only five touchdowns. Colts left tackle Bernard Raimann signs a four-year, $100 million extension that keeps him in Indy through the 2030 season. Some more O-lineman news. The Commanders announced that guard Nate Herbig has retired after 7 years in the NFL. Meanwhile, Deion Sanders announced yesterday that he has beaten cancer. The Colorado head coach underwent a procedure to remove his bladder after doctors discovered a tumor. Since the surgery, it's been reported that there have been no traces of cancer and that Deion will be full go for coaching in 2025. The Nats, they win their third straight with a 2-1 win over the Astros. Riley Adams with the lone home run of the game. They'll continue their series against Houston tonight. First pitch is at 8:10. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 7:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the team 980. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. You know what I just found out during the commercial break, Max?
What's that?
I am clearly a rookie. You know who's coming up next? Chris Russell. You know who will not be sitting in an 83-degree studio? Chris Russell.
You know,
small, I mean,
when
I have
been doing it for as long as he has. You learn.
I have the ability to do the show from home. Had I known it was 83 degrees, I see. You know what? I'm part of the team.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. It's solidarity is what it is.
We are loyal to the soil together. All right. Speaking of the team, Jaden Daniels is the savior of this franchise.
That's
we were
right.
just talking about Dan Quinn talking with Kevin Clark of ESPN on some of the unseen things, right? And I mentioned the social media game for Team 980, 106.7 The Fan, and it was we are one big happy family now. It's been cracking, right? Linnell's been out at training camp just about every single day. I've been out there a bunch, not this week, obviously, because I'm doing this show. But when I'm not filling in for Kevin, I usually make my way out there. Content game has been crazy. Linnell in particular has done a really good job. He had a great WWE question the other day. Really put over Rey Mysterio. I'm a big Rey Mysterio guy. He's not my favorite WWE wrestler ever, but I'm a big Rey guy. So I love
he was big in that era. When,
oh, my God.
Because I remember as a kid, I didn't even grow up a wrestling guy. But, like, Rey Mysterio was
Rey Mysterio is the number one luchador of that particular era, maybe all time, unless you want to get deep into the weeds of, like, some luchadors, which if you want to have that conversation, tweet me. At the Denton Day, but they a lot of commanders guys like Rey Mysterio. Yesterday, Linnell asked the question of celebrities: who do you want to see celebrity wise? And if you didn't see this, you can find him on Twitter at @NELL_BTP. But he tweeted this, and I want you to listen to Jaden Daniels' answer to this question. You got a bunch of different players in here, but listen to the answer of our quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
Well, and with something light here, you guys got a bunch of primetime games this year. If you could think of any celebrity to come watch you play in one primetime game, who would it be?
I'll tell Lotto to come see me.
Yeah, that's
great answer.
Starving.
Lotto, tell Big Mama to come see you. Rapper, movie star. Actor.
Probably The Rock and Shaq.
If you could have any celebrity come watch y'all play in primetime, who would it be?
KD pull back up.
Yeah.
KD.
Jaden, which celebrity you want to come see you guys play in primetime?
You can't
you
even
can
hear
have
it.
Any celebrity.
Oh, you can't hear it?
No, but you can read the All caption, right. And the caption says, I
Nobody.
Don't know, I'm too locked in.
He said, I am too locked in. I love this man. I would take a bullet for Jaden Daniels.
Because
the crazy thing is the celebrities would be coming to see him.
Yeah.
Like, if there's one question or one person where this question is particularly relevant to, it is Jaden Daniels, and he don't give a damn. And I do think that's real. And that's why I wanted to bring this up, because this isn't like a silly little bit. I do believe this to be real. And I think the comments that Dan Quinn made today are kind of a reflection of that. He ain't out doing a bunch of stuff, partying, you know, messing around. I did see him shopping at Tyson's this weekend, went to a shoe place. But he's not out here messing around. When it's about the work, it's about the work. He's getting in there early, simulating some stuff on the field, putting in that unseen work so he can take this franchise and take himself to heights that they want to get to, which those overlap. The heights we want to get to, the heights he wants to get to is winning a championship. I absolutely love this dude. And he has gotten a little bit more personal is probably not like the best word in the world, but he's a lot more talkative in interviews.
Talkative and comfortable is, I think.
Comfortable is probably the best way.
He
let the guard down a little bit in interviews. I thought Sheik Hernandez had a really good interview with him last week.
He did. And I think we're going to get, because there's something, that's why PMT is so successful, is that they are able to kind of work it in and get guys like Jaden to let their guard down. So that interview should be coming up since they're, you know, out there at camp. So
I mean, I can't imagine they'd be out there and not interview Jaden Daniels. Like, that seems like, not that anyone else would be shortcoming, but if Terry's not there, you're not going to interview Terry, obviously. They won't let him talk to the media. They're not going to let him talk to Barstool. You probably want to interview Jaden. Maybe Bobby gets on there, but Jaden is the...
Jaden's the big draw.
He is certainly the big draw. All right, couple minutes here before I get out of here. I've like long teased this for 2 days because I tweeted about it the other day. I joined the rest of a majority of us, and I watched Happy Gilmore 2. Now, I did not see Happy Gilmore 1 until like 4 weeks ago. Just, I'm not like a massive, massive Sandler guy.
Sure.
Like him, don't love him. I think Happy Gilmore came out, what, like 96, 94, something like that?
Something like that.
Well, I was born in 95, so I wasn't watching that when it came out, and I just never got around to it when I was younger.
96.
Watched Happy Gilmore 1 a couple weeks ago, watched Happy Gilmore 2. This has been a polarizing film, apparently, on social media. I don't know, admittedly, Max, I don't know what some of y'all were expecting.
Right.
Like, it's a golf movie that made by Adam Sandler, and it's a sequel Netflix. 25 years, almost 30 years in the separating the two films. Like, what did you expect this to be? Is it silly? Yeah. Is it goofy? Yeah. Is there like this great interwoven story? No. I don't want to see that.
It's not coherent cinema. What are you talking about?
No. Like, is the ending kind of goofy without spoiling it? Yeah, it's kind of goofy. Was I sitting there like, yeah, this is really, really silly? Yes, but it's Happy Gilmore.
It's the point.
Like, I don't think this is Tiger walking up 18 in 2018 with the red. Like, I don't think that's what this is. It's just, is Adam Sandler being goofy with a bunch of celebrity friends and then a bunch of new celebrity friends? Because there's like 104 cameos in this thing. Like, they're definitely people that I miss. There's a bunch of golfers in the thing. There's a bunch of celebrities.
Shout out Paige.
Paige Sporanic was in there. Like, what is funny is that, like, Paige Sporanic had her, I guess, does she have a podcast? Maybe she does. I don't know. She had a podcast in there. I think she does, because I saw she had a pretty silly setup at the Super Bowl. I saw her, like, set, and I was like, damn. I got it, but I was like, damn. But
hey, man, I've seen her set too, and I have the exact same reaction.
It is funny that like her podcast exists in the universe of Happy Gilmore, but like Eminem can also cameo as some weird dude's dad and not have us be like, hey, this is clearly Eminem. So like there were some inaccuracies or maybe some things that you have to look past there. Travis Kelce was very, very funny. You know who I thought really stole the movie? Bad Bunny is hilarious.
I've heard
in Happy Gilmore. Bad Bunny is hilarious. The nuances of the way he moves, the way, like, his comedic timing. There was a scene, and I think this was in the trailer, so I don't feel bad spoiling it. There was a scene where he is the caddy for Happy Gilmore, and then he just walks off without the bags, and then Adam Sandler, Happy Gilmore, is like, hey, you got to go get the bags. And then just the way that he moved in that was like the most hilarious thing, because he's clearly not a caddy. He was a waiter in the film that, you know, lost his job. Sorry, that's not a huge spoiler, I don't think. But he loses his job, and now he's caddying for Happy Gilmore. And it like something about that was funny. That is what an Adam Sandler is to me. A movie is to me. Just like a funny movie. It's silly. I'm not looking too serious into this thing. I'm not expecting Happy Gilmore 2 to get any sort of Oscar, to get any sort of, I don't know what other television or movie awards there are. I think Oscar's the big one.
Oscars, Emmys.
Emmy, like, it's not getting an Emmy. It ain't getting a Golden Globe, but it was funny. And it was nice to see. I'm a big MJF fan because I'm a big pro wrestling guy. It was nice to see MJF in there. I like Becky Lynch because I'm a big pro wrestling guy. It was nice to see Becky Lynch in there. There was another wrestler in there. All of her lines got cut. I know that because she said that on her podcast and she complained about it. But Nikki Bella was in there. It was nice to see Nikki Bella in there. I just like to see all, like, the cameos actually kind of became a joke for me to where I just wanted to see who was next. Who's gonna make the cut in this thing? Dan Patrick was in there. I love Dan Patrick. If they do a Happy Gilmore 3, or maybe a Waterboy 2, Derrick Henry has to be in it.
Easily.
Like, Derrick Henry is the next big athlete to cameo in an Adam Sandler film. We know how much Derrick Henry likes Adam Sandler. We've seen that. It's gone, like, semi-viral because of Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick obviously got the in with Adam Sandler. But I thought the movie was exactly what I expected it to be. It was silly. It was goofy. It was an Adam Sandler movie in 2025. It's not an Oscar-winning thing. The storyline is a little goofy, but that's what it is meant to be. So I liked it. Max, I would encourage you to make some time to watch it as well. I'm going to start watching this WWE, like, Unseen show today.
I saw it this morning. I saw Schefter tweet out, and then I was like, oh, when's this coming out?
Yeah, well, I don't know why Schefter is tweeting out about this, but Shefty's going to Shefty.
Listen, man, Netflix slides him a little bit of money on the side. Why would he say no?
Sometimes I don't know if it's like he's getting paid for it or if he just wants, like, the clout of it. Regardless, he tweeted it out, and he got it to you. So that's all that matters. You probably wouldn't have seen that if Adam Schefter didn't tweet that
out. It's true. I probably wouldn't have.
So I'm going to watch that today. We got a great show tomorrow. Steve Weish is going to join us tomorrow. Jordan DeGianni going to be with us as well. We will have a commander on Thursday at noon. I will let you know who that is, hopefully, by tomorrow. That's it for me. Chris Russell comes your way next on the Team 980.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.